And we're going to have more of this today. Few minutes on it. Romans chapter 10. We had an introduction yesterday. We will try to get a little more today, because this is very important. What Daniel sees in this chapter is the cruelty, barbarism. Demonism of the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw in the second chapter of Daniel. Remember in the second chapter of Daniel, he saw the head of gold, breast and arms of silver, and the thighs of brass, the feet and toes of clay. Now he comes down to the real fact, the showdown, and he shows what kind of nations these are in the second chapter. In the seventh chapter, we find them to be these four winds, as I said yesterday, these four demon spirits burst out, rushed forth upon this great sea of humanity to build empires, as I said yesterday, in order to destroy God's program, His gospel, His work in this world. That's why they're done. Somebody said Babylon's gone, Persia's gone, Greece is gone, Rome is gone. What about those demons today? Are they still alive? They're still alive. Surely they are. They're building empires in this 20th century. They're building empires as they built empires in the 7th chapter of Daniel, in Daniel's day, and beyond Daniel's day. Now in verse number 3, the four great beasts came up from the sea, the verse one from another. Now we learned yesterday that sea is, what is that sea? The sea of humanity, all right. So humanity puts these things on the throne. They want good rulers on the throne, but they don't get them. They get bad. They get demonic beasts. And I don't say now that our president is a demon. I don't say that. No, I don't say that President Carter's dead. I think he's a born-again man. I think he's a good man. He's honest. He tells the truth. And I think that he is trying his dead level best to give us good government. But he has some advisors around him that are not the right kind of men. Advisors, his staff. Give him the wrong advice. All right, they're different now. These four beasts came up from this sea, and one is different from another. The first was like a lion. The word lion there in the Hebrew text means a tearer in pieces, one who tears in pieces. Tearer in pieces. That's the meaning of the word lion in Hebrew. And also in Chaldees. Now, you never did see a lion go up and kill an antelope and tear it to pieces and then put it back together. You never did see that, did you? He won't do it. He always tears to pieces and he gobbles up what he can and he leaves the rest of it for the jackals, the buzzards, and the other predators of the forest, the plants.
This is
the Babylonian Empire. And it tore the whole world down, you know. It tore up Israel. It tore up Asia Minor, Western Asia, went on to the Ganges River. And all this lion ever did was destroy and tear up. Never did build. All right. And it had eagle's wings. That shows the rapidity, how rapid Nebuchadnezzar went across the nation. Eagle's wings. Does anybody in this class know how high an eagle can fly? Can he go to outer space, way on up, outer space?
No.
He can't get out of the region of oxygen, can he?
He needs to stop it.
If he does, he'd better come back in a hurry. All right. But an eagle can go way high, can't he? I mean, he's higher than other birds, way up to the topmost peak.
cave in the mountains of Vermont, or wherever they're located.
All right, an eagle's wings.
Speed, that's what this lion had. He had speed. Beheld till the wings thereof were plucked. Now what's happened?
Since we studied about Nebuchadnezzar and his insanity, his wolfism, till the wings were plucked. I beg your pardon, Brother Jones. What did you say, please?
He didn't have much speed.
No, he didn't have much speed then. Where did they put him, Brother Jones, when they plucked his wings? Yeah. What did they do with Nebuchadnezzar? They put him with a beast, didn't they? Yeah. Yeah, out there with the wild asses, you remember? It was untamable donkeys.
Uh-huh.
And out in the park, couldn't do anything with him or with the donkey.
All right. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Now what's it all about?
They bring him down.
Oh, that's it. See, after he's been in that park for 7 years, living with a wild animal, then he was brought up and made a man again, wasn't he? Now, that's what they've been doing.
Now, first he had eagle's wings. He was flying high.
Flying high.
And it says, I beheld the wings that were plucked.
Plucked.
That brought it down.
Right.
That brought it down low.
Brought him down low, see? He became like an animal.
Right.
And then the last part of the verse, it says, what in your version?
And it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet of the man.
And then
the heart was given to it.
The man's heart, right. See, for the 7 years he had a heart of a beast. And then when he was given the heart of a man, he was restored to his throne, his kingdom, his power, and his staff, his officials, his helpers were around him. And then, one more time, and so he ruled Babylon until he died. Okay? All right, first was like a lion. So these four demonic spirits now of heaven rush forth upon the great sea, and four great beasts. Came up, one different from the other. And as I said yesterday, every government in this world has been built by war and force and bloodshed. Even America, we fought the Indians, the British, the French, the Spanish, the Mexicans, and how many others did we fight in order to gain the continent we live on today? Now we fought each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the first one I mentioned, oh. Indians. Uh-huh. We really had to fight them, didn't we? Yes, sir. So, the insignias of all nations, I said that yesterday. Now, the present world system is ruled and controlled by Satan. He's organized it on the principles of force, greed, selfishness, ambition, and pleasure. And it's powerful with armies, navies, air fleets, tanks, guns, and ammunition. It's outwardly religious. Did you young people hear the prayers of those three men who signed that peace treaty? Did you see those men in prayer? They bowed their heads reverently and they prayed? Did you see that? Come on, young people, you don't watch the TV.
Don't have
you do with work, sir?
Don't have one.
They show it over and over and over again.
Yeah, sure. This world is religious, right? Oh, except the guys in Kremlin. You could get them to bow their heads. Yeah. When Carter bowed his head, well, they stick their heads up like this. They won't bow before God. No, they know God. All right, this world is religious. How long would America last if we didn't maintain our nation by armed force? There is two men, one Catholic priest, whose name is Barragan. I call them Barragans because of two of them. And they go all over this country, from Maine to California, from Seattle to Miami, preaching, come on, fellas, let's tear down our armament. Let's not have any military men. Let's tear it down and live at peace. If we'll just get rid of all of our military equipment in America, we can live at peace with the other nations. How long would we last if we didn't have that faith? They don't face reality. Those boys are crazy. Now, you hear about these Barragans. They're Roman Catholic priests. You read about them in U.S. News and World Report and other magazines, like Newsweek and others. Barragans, they're famous men, and they preach all the time. Come on, let's throw our armament in the Pacific and Atlantic and Gulf and get rid of it. All the time. Well, I don't like that, brethren. We've got to keep an arm. Keep our arms up.
I thought some of it landed in
the Gulf.
Sir? I thought some of it landed in the Gulf.
Oh, yeah. They went through part of it away.
They're saying that these pilots, and sometimes they then throw them in the water.
All right, well, throw them in the city.
Cocked in the tail.
Now, fellas, I don't believe in murdering anybody. I don't believe in bloodshed any more than you do. But you know, if we disarm ourselves as we did between World War I and World War II, Russia would come in here in 5 minutes and rule us from Washington, D.C. You know that. Boy, they're just eager. Oh, how eager they are to get this nation. Well, beasts. The kingdoms of this world are beasts, brethren, and they act like beasts. They're bloody like beasts. Did you ever watch a lion eating a carcass in Africa? How bloody his mouth is, his whole head, his chin comes down here. Bloody. The nations of this world are bloody like beasts, brethren. And that's what Daniel's talking about right here. Blood, muck, gore. The nations are that way. The first was like a lion. That's right, lion. You'll never, I tell you, brethren, you could put a whole bale of hay down into the stomach of a lion, I mean, force it in there, and the poor fellow would have indigestion for the next 6 months. He can't digest hay. His belly is not built for digesting hay. He's got to have meat. And he wants fresh meat. Do you ever see a lion eating a decayed carcass? Why, of course not. He doesn't eat decayed meat. He's got to have the freshest. Yeah. Come on now, young lady. Come on, don't you get sick. Is she sick already, boys? We better take her out of here. That's a lion. He's mean. Yeah, he lives off of others.
Pale babe.
Well, okay. All right. Let's look at this next one now. Number five. Come on, let's get number five. Verse number five. And I beheld another beast. And the Chaldee says there, I beheld another wild animal. That's what it says in Chaldee. Beast. You know, a horse is a beast. A cow is a beast. They're not wild. A dog is a beast. They're not wild. This is a wild animal. I beheld another wild animal. A second, like to a bear. Like a bear. Cindy, yes, did you ever allow a bear to hug you?
Mm-hmm.
No?
No. I knew a guy once that looked
like a bear. You went with a guy once that looked like a bear? Well, boy.
He's
kind of grizzly, wasn't he? Kind of hairy.
Nice.
Nice, buddy? Oh, that's great. Bear, being nice.
This one was wild.
Yeah, he was a wild bear. Did anybody ever go to Yellowstone Park and feed the bears?
Yes.
You fed the bears in Yellowstone?
Yes.
I never didn't see Yellowstone Park.
Yeah,
ma'am?
Yeah, I did.
Have you thrown hickory nuts and pecans to the bears in the zoo? Mm-hmm. I just leave them alone.
They have some Australian bears in there. I've seen people hiding them.
How about that, Brother Johnson? You ever do that?
No, I never did.
Never did.
I mean, I didn't think that a picture of one of these children holding a ball. Yeah? They got some claws on them, though. I wouldn't want to be in there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You tell the truth, Brother Johnson? Yeah. You live in that country, you know. Uh-huh. You like those little cuddly creatures, huh? No, I never heard them. Oh, you don't know whether they're cuddly or not? Mm. I see.
Okay.
Pardon me, Kelly Robin. Calling your house before you leave.
Thank you.
I'm home today. Yeah.
All right. The bear symbolizes the Medo-Persian Empire. The Medo-Persian Empire. The Medes and the Persians. The bear is a strong, mighty, rapacious, and fierce creature. And this is a good symbol of the Medo-Persian Empire. If you want to know what kind of nation this was, you read the book of Habakkuk. And Habakkuk describes this nation down to the letter T, crossing of the T and the jotting of the I. A Medo-Persian Empire. Now let's see. I beheld another beast, the second, like to a bear, and it raised itself on one side, and had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it, and they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. All right. Now, according to the gentleman, I got this from Dr. Guthrie, this sermon outline from Dr. J. Lewis Guthrie, years and years ago. It is so old that it's getting yellow with age. See that?
It's still good.
Yeah, it's still good. It's almost as yellow as the owner. Almost as fiercely as the owner himself. But, Brother Guthrie said, now regarding this bear, the bear is raising itself on its side, crunching, cracking bones, destroying, pictures the cruel and vicious disposition of the rulers of Medo-Persia. Did I say that too fast?
Yes.
Let's kind of briefize it. Let's make it brief. The bear is raising itself on its side, crunching, cracking bones, pictures the cruel disposition of the rulers of Medo-Persia. Now, brethren, that's
Darius and Cyrus.
Darius and Cyrus. Yes, sir. This Anatoly, or whatever his name is. Khomeini. This Anatoly Khomeini is not much better. He's one of the smallest guys. My, how small that guy is.
Well, he's been defeated now. I mean, he got the win.
Oh, that's the latest, huh? Yeah. Well, I hope they stay against him. So that guy.
Women's red room is after him, so he don't last long.
I hope he doesn't last long.
He may be the last of the
really?
Yeah.
This
bear represents what nation now?
Medo-Persia.
Medo-Persia, uh-huh. Medo-Persia, young man. Bear. Bear. It was Medo-Persia. Young man, I read this story one time about a Chinaman who went to Yellowstone National Park to see the scenery and have a vacation and have a good time. And one morning he was out just prowling around the park, you know, seeing Old Faithful, Geyser, and the other scenic beauties of the park. And he started back to his encampment. And on the way back to the encampment, he looked behind and he saw a bear coming after him. He's getting pretty close. And the Chinaman said, Oh, you like my tracks, huh? I'll make you some more for you. So he hit them to a dead run, getting back to his camp. Well, I'll make you some more for you. And where did he go? All right, that's the bear. And you fed the bears in Yellowstone, huh?
Oh, boy, that's too much.
I've never been to Yellowstone. I'd like to go
there. That's a beautiful place.
I'd like to go to Yellowstone. I never have. And the bears are tame, huh?
No.
They're not tame.
I made a stupid mistake. There was this black bear on the side of the road, and I had my camera in my car, and there was two or three cars stopped, and he was around where I couldn't get a good picture of him. I'd gotten one, but I wanted a good close-up. But he looked tame enough. So I said, I'm going to get out and take pictures. And then don't do that.
Yeah.
No, he's tame enough.
Mm-hmm.
So So I got out and I said, I'll leave my door open. If he looks at me, I'll run. And I can outrun him back to the car.
Yeah.
So he was up. And I got up there pretty close to him, got a picture of him. And something scared him. And he jumped and started running. But he went the other way, fortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I never knew America run so fast.
Yeah, they can run. Now, sure.
You know, the Lord takes care of babies and fools. And I was a fool because I couldn't outrun him. He loved me.
Oh, you're no way a fool. You're a double protection.
That's fair.
No, of course.
I'm double crying. I consider that I have double protection if the Lord takes
care of me. Young man, did you notice closely the claws of those bears? How long those claws are?
Well, I didn't notice any claws on that bear. I have seen bear claws.
Yeah.
They were tended out.
Sure.
They have them.
They do. They have.
They can cut right through a car top.
Yes, they can. That's right. They surely can. They can cut a man to pieces. Cut a man to pieces.
You want to have some fun? Go down here to Lion Country Safari and drive your car in amongst all those 10-foot tall and ostriches.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, they bump one of your car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, are you an insurance adjuster? Right now, we're
about it. Well, I see.
All right.
What are these three ribs that are in his mouth?
Those three ribs indicate the crunching, cracking of bones. You know, it pictures a vicious animal.
It doesn't have reference to small little nations that were overcome by the
ruthlessness. Yeah, ruthlessness, uh-huh. The crunching, cracking of bones. It shows the cruelty and the vicious disposition of the rulers. And, you know, now Darius was the first man in history. Darius was the first, he put me the Persian ruler, and he's the first general in history to raise an army of 1 million men.
Is that right?
Now that's what history tells us. 1 million men. First time in history, an army of 1 million men had been raised.
We barely have that in America.
That's right. We barely have 1 million.
I didn't know that many people in the world would know that.
Well, that's true, young man, and he led this million men against Greece. Against Greece, and the Greeks poured it on him. Boy, did they pour it on him. They chased him and his million men all the way back to the land of Medo-Persia.
And those Greeks were fighters.
All of them were fighters.
Man?
Fierce, right. The Greeks. All right, so you read that in history. Okay, this Medo-Persia now has got a wild beast here known as a bear. And arise, devour much flesh. Now, according to Dr. Guthrie, that means gobble down flesh in huge chunks. Uh-huh. And it also tells of a deep-seated purpose of the rulers to enlarge their empire by war and bloodshed. Hmm? War and bloodshed. Okay, that's the bear, the lion and the bear. Lion and the bear. Tomorrow we will get the next two animals, and they are very fierce. Tomorrow, young people, we're taking this a bite at a time. Glad to have you young people in class. We're sorry we missed, we missed Bunny. We missed Sherry. Now, you don't know anything about Sherry, do you?
No, I don't. I think I have to map out some of that.